Hello, Nerd Clan. Welcome back to Blake's Book Club. Today we're talking Chapter 9 of Midnight Sun, Port Angeles, on a gorgeous day in here and in Little Rhodey. Blue skies are abound. Just rained a tad bit right before I came outside, and I'm on the back deck here with my kids playing in the background, so you absolutely will hear them. So I apologize for any distractions as we're discussing this chapter. But, you know, I figured, hey, what a nice day. Let's go. Let's have some fun. Let's let the story take over here. Let's let the story do some talking. And hopefully we get more than just more setup for what's happening between Edward and Bella. And boy, do we finally get something other than setup. Boy, do we finally get an actual real-life interaction between our characters that actually has some weight and feels meaty. It feels like we're actually entering a new state of existence for these characters, as does the story itself. A couple of chapters ago, I suggested that that was the beginning of the second act. And, well, I probably wasn't necessarily wrong. I would say that I'm more right now to say that this chapter is probably the beginning of the second act. Simply because there is now a clear understanding between our characters, who they are, how they relate to each other, and not only how they relate to each other, but how they go forward together. There seems to be an agreement between the two that there is going to be truth between them from now on. There's going to be something that suggests that they will move forward together. Hold on 1 second. Yes, my little love.
I'm thirsty.
Have the rest of that.
Okay.
Thank you. Now go play. Please. See? Told you. my kids would be back, and here they are. So, there's an understanding between our characters right now and how they will go forward. And usually that determines the second act. When we're introduced to our characters in the first, who they are, what they are, what they're doing, why they're doing it, and how they're doing it. And then how they come together, how they form a new unit, is the beginning of the second act. And that is what we have here. Soon we'll have one of our main conflicts that comes to a head within the next 100 pages or so. And then we'll have a low point but right before the third act, or at the beginning of the third act, and then we'll have a rise, and that is the basic story structure of any one of these particular stories. So, Port Angeles, what does this do for us? Well, again, it gives us an insight into Edward and how he feels in terms of. Well, it gives us more insight into his self-loathing. It gives us more insight into his interpretation that he is Hades, bringing Persephone into the realm of death. Which I find that comparison somewhat apropos, although not wholly accurate. Hades brings Persephone down into Hades, or into hell, or the land of the dead, based on a trick. And I don't think that Edward is tricking Bella here. Hades steals Persephone with nothing left behind, but except flowers, you know? And Persephone's mother searches for her. For a long time with no trace of Persephone there. And again, this is based on trick, and even Persephone's ultimate fate is decided essentially on a trick. She eats a pomegranate without being told that she was told that if she eats in Hades that she'd have to stay there forever. But she eats the pomegranate without being told explicitly that she would be condemned to be in the underworld. And I don't think Edward is tricking Bella, and I don't think he is actively trying to make himself better than what he is. Thank you, my little love. So, no, thank you. Go ahead. Go play. Thank you. Please go play. Oh, yes. Children. The children.